Okay, it's the 4th of April, and we're going to finish up insurance for home and auto, and then do health and disability insurance, which is even worse. Oh boy, what can I say? But first we need a good joke. Any good jokes? Anybody got a good joke? Got insurance jokes? Did I tell you about the guy with the little red sports car, right? Yeah, I did. Yeah. Did you hear about the CIA who put an advertisement in for an assassin in the one ads? Yeah, they needed a killer. They needed an assassin. So they put an ad in the one ad. They got thousands of people to respond, right? Well, they whittled them down to 4 hardened killers. 3 men and a woman. And as a final test of their steeliness, they gave each one of them a gun and put them in front of a door and said, "In that room is your spouse. We want you to go in there and kill them." And the men said, "I'm not going to kill my wife. I'm not going to kill my spouse." And the woman calmly took the gun, walked in, closed the door, and you hear bang, 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 bang. And then you hear somebody screaming for help and silence. And she walks out, she's covered in blood. She says, "Some idiot put blanks in the gun, so I had to beat him to death." Remember that, guys. You think women are... No. Women are much steelier than men. So you guys haven't been married, that's the problem. What do you been married for a while? Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want to hear another Battle of the Sexes? They got more laughs in the morning class. Okay, so the woman I tell you about, she screamed, yelled out, "Honey, pack your bags." I tell her about this. I won. No, I told you that one. Okay, forget about that one. Forget about that one. How about the... this is another. Oh no, you probably won't like that one either. They're kind of nasty, because you know you have to be married a while, then you know you want to, you know, love and hatred are very closely intimate. Okay, I'll tell you one of my best ones. No, I better not tell you that one. Okay. All right. There's this woman walking downtown, and she sees this parade. Looks like a parade. There's a limousine, and then 2 hearses. And then a line of women, about 200 long, 200 long. And they're all marching behind the limousine and the 2 hearses. And so the woman marches up next to the second person, the first person in line, and says, "What's going on? Is this a parade or a funeral?" She says, "Well, it's kind of both. She says, "Well, who's in the hearses?" "Well, that's my husband and his girlfriend." "And who's in the limousine?" "That's my dog." "Because what happened?" "Well, my dog found my husband and his girlfriend in our bed. And my dog, she ripped their lungs out, ripped ripped, killed them both." And the woman says, "Seriously? Can I borrow that dog?" And the other one said, "Get in line." Yeah. Okay, fine. Now, we went over these problems. And we did the first 3. Now make sure you can do these. Make sure you can understand the first one, just one person, the second one, all people, and then the third one is property damage. And so we did the 3 ones that have to do with bodily injury, because that's the trickiest one. Now here's the 4th one. C.S. Verdad. You know him, Señor Verdad? C.S. Verdad? The angles go, huh? C.S. Verdad was judged at fault in an accident. He caused $45,000 worth of damage. You got your ABCDs? Who doesn't have an ABCD? ABCD? He caused $45,000 worth of damages to somebody's home, drove into the living room. He has 5,125. Any one person, all persons in an accident, and property damage. What amount, if any, would not be covered by his insurance and would be expected to be paid by Señor Verdad? So, hey, look at all of it. You guys got it. Good for you. How much will they pay? $25,000. How much did he incur? $50,000, $40,000. I'm sorry, that should be like this. And so he's got to pay $20,000. Yeah. Which is why we want you to get the highest amount. $250,000, $500,000, $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, $200,000, and then get an umbrella policy on top of that. Okay, so, how many of you know the limits of your automobile liability policies, if you have a car? Do you know them? You do? Cool. Most people don't. I have no idea. I have full coverage. That's what people think. So that's part of your assignment. If you own a car, the last question is, what are your limits? Now, if you don't own a car, talk to somebody you know who has a car, a family member, a friend, and ask them their limits, and they'll go, I have full coverage. And then they can investigate and find out what they are. Cool? Okay, cool. All right. And so what if you do know them, which was only, I think, a couple of people, what is it? The minimum? 15, 35, had not been increased since 1950s, 60s. 50, 125. This is the best. Get something like that. Notice that this is very popular. 25, 50, 10. Is that enough? My goodness, if you hit somebody at 5 miles an hour in a parking lot, you cause more than $10,000, $12,000 worth of damage to their car, especially if it's, you know, a very expensive car. So, how much should you have? As we said, 100, 300 at the minimum. If you get that umbrella policy, they're going to make you have more than this. 100 is, you know, that's okay, but you should have more. And we have the maximum. It's not much more unless, as we said on Tuesday, you don't have a very good driving record. Now, uninsured motorists and underinsured motorists, a good agent or a good company will suggest that you buy them, and they're a good idea to do so. Because how many people are uninsured on the roads? How many do you think? A lot, yeah. No, it wasn't. At the peak, it was over 20%. 1 in 5 cars was not insured. Now, California's gotten their act together, and it's much fewer numbers. But there's still a lot of people driving without insurance. And then underinsured means they don't have enough. They have the minimum, you know, 15, 20, 30, 5. By the way, if you get hit by if you have uninsured motorists and you get hit by a hit-and-run driver who takes off, the insurance companies, one of the good things that they do to us, they assume that the person did not have coverage so that they cover you. If you have uninsured motorists. If you get hit by a hit-and-run driver, they just assume you don't have coverage. That person didn't have coverage. Okay, no fault. You don't have to worry too much about no fault because California is not a no-fault state, but there are no-fault states. And if you drive into one of those states that's no fault, automatically your coverage becomes no fault. And what does it mean? We're not interested. We don't want to know. We don't want to get the lawyers involved. We don't care whose fault it was. Your company pays for your problems. Their company pays for their problems. And the idea was to lower the amount of litigation and lawyers that have to be involved. It hasn't really lived up to its expenses, but to its expectations. I'm sorry. The expenses didn't go down as much as they thought they would. But still, it's something to know. And if you go into a state that is no fault, you don't have to worry. Okay, collision. So we discussed liability, which is the most important. You must have liability legally or else post a $35,000 bond. But you don't have to have collision. But if you have a $40,000 car, do you want collision? Do you want collision? Yes, because if you crash up that car, the insurance company's going to say, well, you don't want it. Unless you had a collision, we're not going to pay for it. And it pays regardless of a fault. If somebody else hits your car, it ain't your problem. Fix it. They have to go after that person, their insurance, or that person. So they'll try to collect from that person, but that's not your fault problem. Sir, madam, fix my car. And then comprehensive, which they tried to change the term to non-collision about 10 years ago. It didn't work. So you still hear it called comprehensive. And that covers everything else. Fire, theft, vandalism, glass breakage. And the book says your car rolls down into a hill. And I said, wait a minute. I think they just mean, you know, it fell out of park or something like that. It's in neutral. Maybe you have a manual. And it... And I said, isn't that collision? And my insurance company said, yeah, that would be collision. Even if there's no driver, if it collided, it's collision. So comprehensive is fire, theft, everything else. So what do people do? They buy insurance. Their insurance agent says, oh, you have liability, collision, comprehensive. You have full coverage. But they don't explain that you're not covered fully because there's no such thing as unlimited liability. Okay, what are some of the factors? Your car. You notice, I don't know if you notice, if you don't, SUVs are now, the insurance for SUVs are going up because they cause bigger damages. Where you live. We live in an urban area. We pay more than folks in the rural areas. Why? Staff, fewer cars, fewer intersections, fewer parking lots, fewer accidents. Age, sex, driving record. Do you think that should that be allowed? Should they be able to, because I'm a male, because I'm a young male, because I don't have the best driving record, they can charge me a whole lot more? Oh, yeah. Once you get your driver's license, the clock starts. So even if you don't plan on driving, if you're in your you know, later teens or early 20s, you don't plan on driving in the next few years, get it anyway. Because if you don't have an accident within 3 years, boom, it goes down. By 25, it goes down. You get married, you join a professional organization, boom. You got a house, boom. These are all the things they look at. They look at your credit rating, which I think California has either gotten rid of or they're trying to get rid of that. So, because you got your ABCDs, because of the past driving records of young adults, the insurance companies are justifying and charging the rates that they do. Do you strongly agree? Do you strongly disagree? Agree or disagree? Oh, some A's, some D's. Oh, lots of A's. Oh, C, just one C, no D's. Okay, why? Why do you agree? Take A, B, C, D. Don't lose them. Remember, Southwestern, spare no expense. Why do you agree there, Thomas?
No, wait. Statistically, someone with a higher risk for a company, they should be having to pay a little bit more in order to, you know,
a little bit more? A lot more. Yeah. Anybody, who is it? Francisco disagreed? Any D's? Or you? Why do you disagree? You put C, though. So you disagree. It's discrimination. Yeah, well, okay, now. What percentage of 16 to 19-year-olds are expected to have at least one accident within 3 years? A, B, B, A, B, B. That's A. It's D. You're 16 to 19 years old. You start driving. They expect you to have an accident within 3 years. What? And anybody, can anybody attest to that?
Like, yeah. Like it happened or hasn't happened?
It's happened. Oh, yeah. And some have?
No.
Two! And now, why is that? Why do young people have more accidents than older folks?
They're wild.
Yeah, the CHP and the AAA will tell you that, no, it's not so much that they're wild, and some of them are, obviously. Some people are, oh, hey, look at this, and stupid. Some of them are, yeah. But the CHP will tell you it's experience. They just have not had enough time behind the wheel. And so when an emergency comes, a situation that a normal driver would be able to react quickly enough, the inexperienced driver panics and, you know, does the stupid thing that gets them in more trouble. I tend to think that it's not as much as the CHP thinks it is, because I see people with their cell phones, and I just want to just... What are you going to do? That's why I'm praying for driverless cars coming soon. So then you can text, you can watch movies, you can talk, you can jerk off, you can do whatever you damn well please. And the insurance rate should plummet, because over 90% of the accidents are because of people. Because people are not very good machines. We're not very good machines. We get tired, we get drunk, we get stupid, we get... Yeah, so that's going to plummet. It's not. I mean, it's still going to be accidents, but supposedly 90% fewer accidents. Okay, find out how much it will cost to insure the car before you buy it. Compare companies. There are huge differences in prices. I just don't understand why they just throw numbers up in the air. You call them the next day, it's down lower. Establish a maintain a good driving record. Non-smokers, professional groups. Install security devices. And if you have more than one vehicle, it really does pay to find a company that you stick with, because they charge you less when you group them together. Okay, now, that's it for the for automobile. There's a company called LexisNexis. Have you ever heard of them? You ever hear of LexisNexis? Well, if you're into library science, you go over to libraries, they'll say, oh, yeah, LexisNexis. That was Google before Google was around. You have to pay for LexisNexis. And it's a very good company. And they were really pissed back in the 1980s, because Toyota came along with the car company called Lexus. And so LexisNexis sued them and said, you can't use the name Lexus, because it's a different name. Oh, Toyota said, it's a different name. It means something different. And LexisNexis lost. So they had a national sweepstakes, you could win an infinity from LexisNexis. You win an infinity, that's a competitor to Lexus. From LexisNexis, not Lexus, the Toyota company. But I thought it was cute. Okay, so but what they do is they keep clue reports. They keep information about your driving history, your accident history, your car and automobile claims that you've made. And so just like the credit report, I know people don't believe you, but when you tell them this, just like the credit reports, you can get a free clue report from your personal property loss report, that's your house and other stuff, and then the automobile loss report. So you can get one free, two of them, free each year, and these are what are used by the insurance companies, and please no jokes about getting a clue. Get a clue. Okay, anyway. So what's the bottom line on home income? We did that pretty well. Okay, I wanted to get through that. And, sorry if I go too fast, please just yell at me. Get sufficient coverage and Bohica. Have you heard of Bohica? See, these are dying out. These are from World War II. The World War II generation is dying out, so you don't hear this as much. What does Bohica stand for? Bend over, here it comes again. This is from World War II. Have you heard of Snafu? No, see, you guys haven't heard Snafu. I'm always interrupting these guys talking. It's a terrible thing I do. What should I do? Other students say you shouldn't let them. You should just tell them to stop. And I say, okay, don't stop. What are you going to do? Did you hear Snafu? Situation normal, all fouled up. Well, it's not what they actually say. That's from World War II. That generation has disappeared. So you have yours. You have LOL and WTF and OMG. But World War II generation had Bohica and Snafu, and they had FUBAR. Have you heard of FUBAR?
Yeah.
Fouled up beyond all recognition. But my favorite was JANFU. Joint Army Navy foul up. Joint Army, because the Army and the Navy they screwed up. And then maybe you heard of SWAG. Any accountants in here? Anybody in accounting? No? Okay. If you see a number on a spreadsheet that says SWAG, it's stupid wild ass guess. Okay. Or PDUMA. Picked it directly out of midair. But they're all dying out. They're all disappearing. What would you young folks use if you had a number that was just, you don't know what to do? What would you say? Just put a question mark? Yeah, question mark. Okay. So that's chapter 8. Was that exciting? It was? It gets worse. Okay. It gets worse. Because now we discuss. You know, everybody has to have a favorite chapter, right? Favorite chapter and a not so favorite chapter. In fact, the worst chapter. This is it. This is my most unfavorite chapter. Why? Because it's lying. Oh my God, stop. We can stop talking. I don't know if you can do it. Can you do it there, Dad? Can you stop? What? Okay. Please, if you have something to say, say it to everyone. Especially if it's a joke. I like jokes. Oh, one more? Okay. Unless it's a bad joke. I have plenty of bad jokes. Did you hear about the fire at the circus? I told you. Let's hear. What do you? You don't know. You hear. Okay. The fire at the circus. It was intense. It was intense. Yeah. Okay. Okay. As we said. Okay. Oliver, do you know how to, on the right hand side up down twice? Down twice. On the right hand side down twice. Down twice. Okay, it didn't work. Yes. What was the point of, you know, people would just say things like, oh, look out, Bohica, the commanding officer is after us again. Bend over, here it comes again. Or, what happened? Snafu. Situation normal, all fouled up. That was just like your LOL and your WTF and OMG. The one I don't understand is, I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. I mean, you weren't oh my God. You were like, oh my God. And what does it mean to be oh my God? And what does it mean to be like, oh my God? I haven't figured that one out yet. I was like, oh my God.
I was like just means I said or I did, pretty much.
But you didn't do it.
Well, you probably said it or you felt it.
But then why didn't you say, I was, oh my God? I can't.
It's an umbrella term.
I got it. I grok. There's another one that's a different generation. That's the boomers. I grok. Have you heard that one? I grok. Do you have to? I grok. I get it. I understand. It actually means I drink. There's a book called Stranger in a Strange Land. If you like sci-fi, a really good book. I'm going to get you to read one book, all right? If you like sci-fi, this is about a guy who grew up on Mars with the Martians. He's a human, though. So he's kind of like both. He's a human and he's a Martian. And the Martians are very different than the humans. And they drink. The Martians drink. When they understand, they drink. Pick it up. Okay. So now let's go to chapter 9.